Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at
97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Thursday.
It's Thursday.
Thank you, Morgan. Appreciate it. Friday Eve. It's a special day. It's not Friday, but it's going to be a good day.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is going to be okay. It's Thursday. It's a good day. 6:39 in the morning, and it's time for
the Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Explore Butte County. Hike the top 35 trails in Butte County. Download the Hike Butte County. Sorry. Hike Butte.
Chico!
Chico! Yeah.
Download the Hike Butte CA Pass at explorebuttecounty.com/hike. I'll do that one more time. Download the Hike Butte CA Pass at explorebuttecounty.com/hike. Hike the trails. Win swag. Thanks, Butte County.
And stay in Chico.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we begin real quick with a few major headlines that need to be said. So here's the big one right now.
Okay.
Kim Potter, ex-Brooklyn Center police officer, has been charged in the Dante Wright death. This is the woman, the police officer that shot Dante Wright, meant to tase him apparently, but had pulled out her revolver, shot, and killed him. So he's 20?
Yep.
He was 20. And the former police officer who resigned after this happened will be charged with second-degree manslaughter. So Kim Potter, 48, fatally shot him during a traffic stop and is, again, going to be charged with second-degree manslaughter. So for now, that's the latest. I was interested to see what would come of that. And so there it is, second degree manslaughter. The other thing that I need to mention is this is a really big day. Vaccines are now open for everyone 16 and up.
It is a big day. I'm definitely signed up on some stuff. I got a couple. I'm sure a lot of people saw this. They opened a lot of appointments up, too. A lot of people got text messages. My kids got text messages. Everybody who signed up on these things saying that act now. Appointments are available. So hopefully my kids
right.
Will get
so
theirs.
This is really good news. Now everybody's has the option of going to get the vaccine if they want. The more of us that get this, the more and more quickly we'll get back to normal.
Yep.
You know, I heard some, because now people are starting to feel that itch. It's on. We're coming back. This is going to happen.
Well,
we're going
to start
to get
to do
stuff.
Gavin told us June 15th.
I'm ready to go to some
party.
Concerts. I hope they're going to come back soon. I heard a story yesterday in the news that the ownership of the Buffalo Bills has said that they want to fill the stadium this fall. They want all of their football games filled in every seat. So how will they do that? They will ask for a COVID card.
Mm.
So it puts everybody who... Now, this creates a problem because every person that goes and gets their shot and wants to see a game gets to.
Yep.
Every person that's against the shot and doesn't want to see a game now has to find some kind of black market COVID card.
Well, that shouldn't be hard. It's a, we don't want you to do that, but I mean, it is like a simple thing you could photocopy.
That's my point. It creates a problem where now someone goes and shows up purposefully with a fake card who hasn't gotten the vaccine and possibly makes trouble. So this is like that tipping. Hopefully we go the right direction and we don't have that problem, but this is, we're itching to get back to normal.
We are.
And these are some of the problems that I see coming. Hopefully, though, everyone within the sound of our voice, I got my shot, and I'm my next one's next week.
Me too.
So when I see you at a concert, high five.
Yeah. Well, high elbow. I'm still not going back to hand touching.
Oh, geez, really? Yeah. All right. Anyway. Another real quick headline along these lines is Stanford begins testing the Pfizer vaccine in babies and young children. So this is the next level where we can get the vaccine given to little kids so that when they're in school, they can lighten up with the masks and relax. We'll see.
And school really needs to come back. That is the big thing.
Yep.
Schools, daycares, etc.
Yes.
Et cetera.
Did you see the condition of my kid in that photo? She's a wreck. Dad cannot do a good job taking care of her. She needs help.
Well, someone needs to put a ponytail in that or something.
It was just a rat's nest on her head, and I'm like, say cheese. Post. Like, what am I gonna do? I can't.
You're fine. Listen, you're wrangling a dog. You got a kid doing cartwheels next to you. I mean, I was surprised we got pictures out of that. That looked like a lot of work.
It was. In fact, you know what's funny? These two ladies out for their afternoon walk walked by and they go, "Well, that looks hard." The dog's running one way. My kid's going, "Run with me," and taking off down the street. And I'm just trying to.
You need
keep
two
everybody
leashes.
Alive.
Two leashes, I think, is the.
I really don't want to go back home with one or both of these young ones injured. Mm. So, and from that standpoint, it was a success yesterday. We had a nice walk. Anyway, the Pfizer vaccine is being tested in babies and young children. Let's hope for good news.
Yep. That'd be great, wouldn't it? Just get everybody vaccinated.
Yes. How about a fast fact?
You know I love that.
Electric Light Orchestra, also known as ELO, has the record for the most top 40 songs without a number one hit.
Oh, really?
They've had 20 songs make the top 40, but none of them made it to number one.
God, I love ELO. That's my go-to Pandora radio station.
Don't say that.
Sorry.
You can't say
I never use Pandora. I wouldn't do that.
Ireland won its first Olympic medals in 1924. They got a silver in the painting competition and a bronze in literature.
Okay. So the Olympics used to suck really bad? Painting, like painting houses, like how fast can you paint this house? Or
I
like
honestly have no idea.
Paint this still life, paint this tree. Were these things that they'd painted in the past and they just entered them in? Like, this is an Olympic level painting. I'm entering this into the Olympics. And literature too, huh?
Literature.
I read Angela's Ashes. That guy didn't use any kind of commas or punctuation of any kind.
Between 1912 and 1948, art competitions were part of the Olympics.
Art competitions. How hilarious. Basket weaving, was that in there?
No, let's see. Architecture, literature.
Architecture.
Music, painting, and sculpture.
Oh. Neat.
It's like the Olympics of the fine arts or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The sounds from crunchy foods are actually tiny sonic booms because the food is breaking up at the speed of sound.
Really?
What?
Hold on. You heard
amazing.
Me.
Amazing. Tiny little sonic booms in your mouth. It's amazing we still have teeth. There you go. There's a series of sonic booms for you, everybody.
The five countries with the most English speakers are the U.S., India, Pakistan, the Philippines, and Nigeria.
More than England.
England is sixth. How do you like that? I was
wondering. So Nigerians they speak English.
Apparently.
Say those five again.
Sure. The five countries with the most English speakers are the U.S., India, Pakistan, the Philippines, and Nigeria.
Well, imagine nice. That.
England is sixth.
Huh. Awesome fast fact. That's an Thanks. A plus.
Thanks. Mm-hmm.
You just won the gold medal in fast facting.
Oh, thanks.
It's not in the Olympics anymore, but if it was still in, you'd have won.
Let me see here. Oh, this is good for us at this hour. According to a new study out of Australia, the best way to wake up more alert and less groggy is well, first of all, not to the sound of
Yeah, that's a terrible sound. God, I hate
they say
that sound.
It's much better. Most of us use our phones now, you know, whatever you use for an alarm. Put your favorite song in there. Waking up to a song is the best way to wake up.
You know, I was doing that for a while, and it made me hate that song. And it really bums me out, because now every time I hear it, I associate it with waking up.
That's for real.
I honestly didn't see that coming, by the way.
You
are... something.
Oh,
you and your relationship with waking up is beyond belief, really.
We're breaking up. Our relationship
and the weird
is
part
over.
Is, I understand if you were brand new to it, but you've been doing it now a while. And yet... Oh, did you ruin Boston?
Yeah. Well, not all of Boston, but whenever the beginning of this song... Play the very, very beginning of this song.
It fades in, huh?
I woke up this morning in the sun. I was like, oh, this is going to be a great one to wake up to. It's so gentle as it comes in.
Like this.
This
right?
one. There it is. I hate it. I hate it. I mean, I don't hate it, but it makes me have... It just, so I associate it with the horror that is the end of my night's sleep. And I'm like...
You would think Sarah would just get up and start singing along.
But yeah. I don't. I'm not allowed to sing first thing in the morning. They are you kidding me? Everyone's got like sleeping bags hanging on the back of their door so they don't have to hear the show every morning.
Is that what's happening over there?
Well, you know, when we used to jam at night, we'd have to soundproof the kids' doors. Give them a little bit more relief.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. So we used to hang sleeping bags down the fronts of their doors. It helped. It actually helped.
That is a really good idea.
Not jam at someone else's house.
Well, just all the stuff's right here. All the stuff's here. And also, they're not little kids. Like, you know, I'm talking 15, 16-year-olds. Like, put some earbuds in. This is our house. This is where we party our asses off. Hi, we're your parents. How you doing? We're having a party. You're not invited. Stay in your room behind the sleeping bag.
When's the last time you took a picture of your butt?
I don't know if I've ever taken a picture of my butt. When's the last time you took a picture of your butt, Vinny?
It hasn't happened in a while. I'm sure I have, though.
Did you do it for your doctor? Or did someone request a picture of your butt in a sexual way?
My
have you
doctor?
Ever sent, have you ever sent a picture of your butt to Scott Capurro?
No.
Never. Never once. Never. You didn't be like, hey,
would
how's
he want
my butt
that?
Looking? I don't know. We'll ask him today when he comes on.
All right. I mean, I'm not opposed. I just, I
just,
I
you, don't. Do you mean like a picture just of your naked rear end? Not
dating.
Like...
Listen to me.
Okay.
Dating.com just ran a survey where they found people love butt pictures. I agree with them.
You mean like in jeans? Here's
no.
a picture of my butt in
well,
jeans?
Well, I mean, I guess it could be in your jeans. But no, if you're going to ask me what picture of your butt I love most, it's the naked one.
Oh, okay.
64% of people say they've sent a picture that showed off their butt in the past year. Usually that means their butt in clothes.
Oh, it does.
They think.
Yeah.
Because no one specified.
Next time I'm bent down in the garden and I can feel the wind on the top of my crack, Vin, I'll take a picture over my head.
Do it.
And I'll send you that. You can see my coin slot.
That's great.
Because that
it.
is That's about as attractive as my butt ever gets.
Women are more likely to send them than men, but yeah. Men definitely get in on it too. 86% of people say they're happy to send a butt selfie. They like it.
They're called belfies.
Do you have any pictures of your
butt
in your
phone?
We should
call those buffies.
Nicole, right now, go.
No, I don't think so.
But she's got something because she's got a...
She thought about it.
Yeah.
Do you keep your naked pictures all in one place and then all your regular pictures?
Yeah, I have a folder.
Oh, do you? Yeah. Oh, my goodness. So you have
do?
A stash
no.
of...
Is it called Zother, too?
Yeah. Nothing.
No. You know, I still have that file for the record. That is still there
well,
on my computer.
Of course you do. No one knows about it. It's a secret file on your phone or whatever.
Right.
No, I just know a lot of people do it with bikini pictures. They
really
hike
right.
up their bikini yeah. shorts and make sure it's like, yeah.
Right up the crack.
Right up the crack, mm-hmm. yeah.
Yeah. Oh. So you have some of those.
And they're
almost
confirming
down.
That.
Yeah.
Almost all it. Recipients. Of a butt picture or a butt selfie or a belfie, as they're called, loved it. They were glad and happy to get a butt picture. In some cases, people like a butt picture better than a face picture.
Well, obviously.
Right? 100%.
I guess belfie some cartoon character. I looked it up and tried to find some images of belfies, and here we go.
She looks like Little Red Riding Hood or something.
This is not.
Yeah,
I looked it up and I got butts. So.
Oh. Oh,
you must right, have your well. Filters on for your kid.
Uh-huh. How do you spell Belfy? Is it B-E-L-F-Y?
I-E.
B-E-L-F-I-E.
Right, like selfie.
Let's see what happens there. Oh, there it is.
Oh,
a
there
large number
now
of people also say early in their relationship, sending a butt picture helped improve their romantic connection. Here's my butt.
Here's my heart-shaped butt.
I love a butt. I really do. I think they're great. So I think that the world would be a better place with more pictures of people's butts.
Well, I'll be sure and send you my plumber's crack later today.
All right.
Just to make your day, Vinny.
I'll love it. You just wait. Our text number
save
is...
Save that in your Zother folder. Here's something for you. I don't know what you're going to do with it.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Vinny's favorite pose is the bend over pull apart. How could he not like butts? Right. Mm-hmm. You're right.
But
that's
this
exactly
isn't a bent
right.
necessarily bent over and pulled apart. This is just a butt shot.
Right. But if you're trying to maximize viewing pleasure, you absolutely want to, you know, let yeah. that thing breathe. If you will. Mm. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Sure. I stopped trying to make sense of the things you say a long time ago.
Oh really? That makes no sense.
You just ask me. No, I'm saying it does make sense. Absolutely, Vincent. It makes sense. Yes.
Oh my God. I started hating music too answer. When I used it as an alarm. It lasted about 3 days and I went back.
Yeah. I can't. It's like I'm not going to sit here ruining a bunch of songs. Forget it. But yeah, like 3 days later, I'm like, I hate this song. And then I played it later, like, you know, just listening to music. And I'm like, I got the shivers. Like, oh.
Oh, geez. Come on.
That's one of my favorite songs. I was like, oh, it's got such a gentle beginning. It'll ease me into my day. I'll be so happy hearing my favorite song. No, now I hate that song.
Even the guitar part fades in. It's pretty nice.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, sure. I am out of time. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Uh-oh. Big breakup story.
Oh. News Then National for sure will cover this.
Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots.
He scored.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.